Welcome to RNG, our podcast. My name is Natalia Alvarado, and along with Alina Berea, in this new season, we will be talking about student exchanges.
For this season, we decided it would be interesting if we talk about student exchanges. Maybe a bit ironic, since it doesn't seem like we are going anywhere in any time soon. But we thought it might be a good idea to tell you what they are, where the best places to go might be, the pros and cons of them, the expectations, and other characteristics.
Well, for starters, let's talk about what exactly is an student exchange program and what it is all about. So, an exchange student is a high school or college-age person who travels abroad to live in a new country as a part of a scholarly exchange program. While they're in this program, exchange students typically stay with a local host family and they attend classes at a local school, all while immersing themselves in a brand new culture, potentially learning a new language and experiencing the world from a different point of view. It's really just a fantastic opportunity for students, I believe.
Now I'm just going to mention the length of exchange programs. Obviously, this will be different depending on your choices and your preferences. But they can last anywhere from 2 weeks up to a year, depending on the program. Oftentimes, high school programs run for shorter durations of a few weeks. College-age exchange students typically spend a semester to a year abroad. But there are also short-term programs that last a few weeks during a summer or winter breaks during the academic year.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the advantages that being an exchange student brings. So first of all, students who are placed in a foreign country often improve their language skills greatly over the course of the program. I mean, immersion is one of the best ways to learn a new language, and this is really proven. So living with a host family, attending classes, and having to communicate most of the time in a different language can seriously, tremendously improve the vocabulary.
Besides this, exchange students also get to live like a local. They are given fascinating insight into an unfamiliar culture on a local level.
Taking classes in a foreign country also challenges students to approach learning differently. You know, as education styles vary from country to country, which really develops the critical thinking skills, and they even become better problem solvers.
Being able to travel around these countries can also build a lot of confidence. Learning how to communicate in a new language, overcoming loneliness and homesickness, making new friends, and I don't know, but maybe even discovering newfound independence.
We all need a bit of that.
Sure.
Finally, exchange students are offered an opportunity to develop a new experience on the world, you know, immerse themselves in global issues and gain a deeper understanding of different cultures, all which help the student to be a better global citizen. They tend to gain a new level of maturity after their programs, and they also develop lifelong international friendship, which I think is really a win-win if you think about it.
Yes, I mean, you get to learn even more. And
you get to have friends.
Totally. I mean, new experience. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
Now, if we have already mentioned the advantages of traveling, I really think we should mention the disadvantages. And for me, the most important one that will totally be different because each person have a different experience is mostly homesickness. Because it's likely the most common struggle, and it's quite natural to feel homesick from time to time, you know?
I do think it's quite natural. I often feel, when I'm away, very homesick. But I don't think it's the most important problem that students face. You know, I think the most important that they face is really cultural shock. You know, it's something that they have to deal with while they're in the program, and they depend on, you know, from which country they're being transferred from to what country they will be transferred to. And it can be either mild or really extreme case of a shock. moving to a country that's similar culturally and where you speak the same language will likely be far easier than moving to a country that's vastly different, that has vastly different customs and a totally different language, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you go to another country and you don't even understand well their language, it's going to be really difficult to blend. A lot.
Totally.
And
yeah.
Now, let's talk about the exchange student expectations. And by this, we are trying to talk about what a school is expecting from you. The first thing they are expecting is to maintain decent grades, but also to abide by the rules of host family and follow the laws of countries. Other than that, I gotta say that students are totally free to safely explore their new home, make new friends, and travel to new places, with or without their host families.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, traveling is really the thing of exchanges, isn't
it? Yes, traveling, like, a lot. Visiting the places that are just next door, you know?
Yeah, maybe not right now, but someday. We did do some research on the best places for you to travel as an exchange student, and we brought you only the best of the best, of course. So the best of the best is really Italy, since most programs require little to no Italian language study, making Italy very accessible to students. Also, there's the cinematic landscapes, the iconic historical sites in every color, and my personal favorite, gelatos in every color you didn't even know existed.
Gelatos, it just sounds amazing.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Okay, unfortunately, not learning the language does make integrating into the local culture very difficult, and this is one culture you do not want to miss out on.
I mean, Italy sounds just great, but the next city or the second city you should definitely visit is Spain, because besides knowing the language, the diversity of study abroad programs in Spain guarantees housing and classroom conditions just everywhere. The demographic of study abroad students will be very diverse, but if you just want to relax with the locals over a glass of sangria, no worries. The people of this country love nothing more than to chat and share food. Sadly, in the other hand, Spain is such a popular study abroad destination that it can sometimes be hard to immerse in the local culture.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyways, the third spot on our list is England. You know, it is ideal for students who've never been out of the country. England really offers a more subtle incursion into the world of cultural differences because it's very similar to what we already know. And English is spoken everywhere, which can't really hurt. However, the UK is very expensive, so there's no getting around that. If the cost is a concern for you, then you should look for other programs outside of London for maybe more affordable options, but I do have to say it's still very pricey. You know, it's England, it's the UK.
It sounds beautiful, sounds beautifully expensive.
It sounds beautifully expensive, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, but the next country in our list is Germany. It's also a great place for academic internships, with headquarters of some of the world's biggest companies and dedication to innovation. Inside and outside of the classroom, efficiency is high. On the other side, you should know a bit of German, and that it's not quite great because it is required. Though many programs offer a combination of German language and courses taught in English.
I personally think German is a very hard language, yes. Which is why I'm going to continue with the next destination, which is really my personal favorite and the one I want to visit the most. And it is France, of course, the beautiful and amazing France. You know, programs are available in such diverse locations as cosmopolitan Paris or medieval Avignon, with options in either French or English. You can choose for yourself how challenging the next semester is going to be. I already mentioned the paradise locations, the fancy food, and the beautiful language, right? Unfortunately, even if you choose to enroll in a study abroad program in France, taught in English, some prior French language is highly recommended, especially if you're living on the outside of the main centers. You know, if you're not going to Paris, if you're going to cities like Cannes or Toulouse that are not very international, then you might have a problem with that. And you should also be aware that the occasional union protest can shut down the country. But hey, it's all part of the experience, right?
And last but not least, we have Australia, which is home to some of the best universities in the world. Here, students can study practically every major, but start topics include business, humanities, and all of science fields. The only disadvantages of this country is that being in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia's academic calendar is the opposite to the one we know in America and in Europe. This can be a bummer for students with seasonal commitments back home. At the same time, this offers the possibility of a year-long summer, so it's not all bad.
It's not all bad, certainly not. All summer long, although I don't really like the heat. But
that it's a different experience.
It's a different experience, you said it yourself. Well, I do want to mention a few of the countries that we did research and we have a good vouch on, but didn't exactly get into the main list. And those countries are Japan, China, Argentina, Costa Rica, which are great countries for you to visit if you are an exchange student. And also if you are, you know, just a tourist, but better if you're an exchange student because you get to know a lot of the culture and they have a lot of advantages for you.
I think this has been just a great topic because it's super interesting. And as we just mentioned, who doesn't want new friends and new experiences and just knowing new cultures, even new people, you know, like a second mom? It will be amazing. But in the next episode, we'll be talking about the difference between boarding school and exchange program. Because at least for me, it is super confusing. And if I had to choose, I wouldn't know where to start.
I mean, I think they're on the same branch, just, you know, kind of different topic.
Different board, but same, similar, you know?
Exactly. Different, but similar. So I think it's going to be cool that we talk about a little bit of the difference between those. And I also think this is a very interesting topic, even if we can't really go out right now, which I think is very sad because I really wanted to go into an exchange program this year. But hey, at least I know more about it, don't I? Okay, well.
Yes, me too, but
we hope you enjoy.
Please don't depress me, okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. On a more joyful note, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. And don't forget to check out our previous and upcoming episodes of R&T. See you next time.